Okay, today's Daf is Masechta Kam Daf Nun Chet. We're gonna start on Nun Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots. Okay, so the Gemara Mishnah had mentioned that Nafla Behema Lagina, if a behema fell into a garden, Venenus, and it got benefit, it got Hana when it fell in. We're gonna describe what that Hana is, but it got Hana when it fell into the garden, Mishalemis Mashenenis. In this instance, we're talking about the case where it fell, it was a complete onus. So the owner of the animal is chayav not for what the behemoth damaged, but only chayav for what the behemoth got benefited from in the fall. So Amar Rav, Rav says, what does it mean when the Mishnah says shenehenesa, that it got hana? So we're talking about here nechputa. We're talking about where it fell. The produce of the owner cushioned the fall of the animal, and by cushioning the fall, the animal squashed the fruit. So it got hana. It got hana from the fruit by the fact that it didn't get damaged by smacking itself onto the floor, but it got hana by the fact that its fall was cushioned, and therefore you would pay basically how much you would have paid to have this cushion break the fall of your animal, but you don't pay what you damage. Let's say you damage hundreds of dollars worth of produce, you don't pay that damage. You only pay what you benefit. You only pay for the amount that you benefit, the amount that you would have paid, according to the Meiri, to break the fall. Since this was an onus, so you only pay mashenenis. So the Gemara says, if we're going to try to be medayik from the words and say that Gemara says what you pay what you got enough for, that's only if it was nechbata. Aval, but if it fell into the gina, the achla, and it ate from the tvua, and that was considered the hana, afilu mashenenis einem mishalemis. So if you say that it's specifically been nechbata, then you have to pay in this onus case. So if it ate, we're trying to be medayik that you're not going to pay at all. So again, I said this benach before. I don't understand the havamin here. So lema rav l'tameh. If you're going to say that if it falls into the garden and eats, you're putter from what it ate. Lema l'tameh d'amar rav. Let's say lema t'meh rav tameh. Let's say rav is going according to a shita the amar rav, because rav we had in the previous parak. Look at Rashi. Let's read it for the amar rav l'tameh shahaya la shalos tochal. It shouldn't have eaten. Rashi says, what's the case? Lemo Rav Tameh, last Rashi. Kabe Hichnis Pei Rosav L'Chotzer Chavero. Right? Someone brought his fruits into his friend's field. Shalob Rishus. Without Rishus. I brought my field in the Simchas field, without my fruit in the Simchas field, without Rishus. That would say that in the case in the Andaf Nem Zayin. The Katani, Huska Behem Behema Shabala Bayis, Chayav Bala Peiros. If Simchas animal gets slipped on my produce then, and he gets hurt, then I'm Chayav to pay him. The Amarav Kishuhuchuku Behem Shandu. Only if he slips. Aval Achla Behitariza. But if Simcha's animal ate my fruits and it got sick, Pater HaMachnis, the Machnis, me, I'm Pater, to have a lush shalo socha, because there's no reason for your animal to have eaten the food. Mahachanami. And so to hear, this Tahanamina, Amar Bala Behema, Vyuridasa Anusahi, Sharein Afla, I'm an honest when it fell in, Ubachalisa, Ba'achilasa, my shore shouldn't have eaten. What am I supposed to do? I was an honest. My shore shouldn't have eaten. What am I supposed to do? So just like Rav says, Haisa lo lo sochal over there, he would say Haisa lo lo sochal over here. So the Gemara right away says, what are you talking about? Amri, haki hashta. How can he compare the two cases? Amor de Amar Rav Hassam. Rav says over there, Shahaya lo sochal. That's hechad itazka hi dematzi amale mari de peri lo mishamna. That's a case where Simcha's animal got damaged. And therefore, I could say there was no reason. I don't have to pay for it because your animal shouldn't be eating my fruit. What's your animal doing eating my fruit? But over here, la'azuke hi achrine de patira l'shalume mi amar. But here we're talking about a case where my animal is doing the damage. I can't say, oh, he shouldn't have eaten. Of course it shouldn't have eaten. You should have made sure it didn't eat. It was on you. So therefore, you can't say rav the tamei. So that doesn't work. That high solo ochel. We try to use high solo loco to say that you were putter if the hano was the achila. So elos the Gemara says ela lomi boy kamer. It's talking about it's lomi boy. The Gemara said ain't sarach lomer type case. Lomi boy. We don't have to say that achla dimin shalemes mashanenis. That if it fell and ate what it ate, then you have to pay what it ate. Aval nechbata. But even if it fell. If it fell, Emo, I would have thought Mavriach Harim Minichse Chaverahu. I would have thought that this is a case of Mavriach Harim. Mavriach Harim is I see an animal, a lion chasing your animal, and I send it away, right? And I send it away. And in the case of Mavriach Harim, I don't have to pay. You don't have to pay me. You would not have had to pay me the amount you would have paid to have someone save your animals. Mavriach Ari, your patur mitashlumim. So you thought over here, maybe also it's Mavriach Ari because your fruits saved my animal. Therefore, I don't have to pay for what happened. So the Gemara says, you would have said, hey, Mavriach Ari, menechne chaveru, umashenen is nami lo mishalim. And therefore, what the hana I had gotten by your stuff breaking my fall, I don't have to pay for. Kamash malan, then in this case, you still have to pay. So the Gemara asks, well, why is this not Mavriach Ari? The Ema Hachanami. Why don't we say that that's the case, that this is Mavriach Ari, that this is a Mavriach Ari, and therefore, since you saved my animal, I don't have to pay you. So we're going to learn like Tosos. We'll be Tosos in a minute. So Gemara says, no, because Mavriach Ari requires two conditions, according to Tosos. Mavriach Ari minichse chaveru midaitehu. In order to be Mavriach Ari, it has to be done midas, the guy who's saving, the saver. I see your animal in trouble, I go and I save it. In this case, your animal is plopped into my garden. I didn't have das to do that, right? Hi, lav midaitehu. And inami, Tosas have said, inami, according to most, some Andarim, this means it's a second to machlokas between the first day and the second day. Inami, mavriach ari minichnes chaveru, less leip seda. By mavriach ari, I don't lose anything. What happens? I see you lying chasing your animal, and chase it away. But I didn't lose anything. So you would have thought you would have had to pay the amount that you would have paid somebody to save your animal. Mavriach ari, I don't have to pay anything because I didn't lose anything. The guy just did it. There was no hesed. But here, hi, is lip seda. In this case, it's pseda. What's the pseda? You smushed my fruit. So there's pseda. So the Tosos asks right away. He goes, Im Tomar. First, we're not going to do the whole Tosos. So big Tosos. I would love to do the whole Tosos, but we're not going to do the whole Tosos here. The Im Tomar, I think there's even a bigger Tosos that's coming up in a few block. I think it's the one that where Waxman talks about. It was written in England and it blocked up. But I don't see that. I never saw that in the Tosos itself. Okay, apocryphal story. Okay, the Im Tomar Lahare Poreya Chovo. Let's say you owe money, and I see that you owe money, and then I just walk up to the guy and say, "Here, I'm paying the money. I'm paying on behalf of Reuven. Paying on behalf of Reuven." The Im Tomar Lahare Poreya Chovo. The Chashvina Le Mavriach Ari. The Reish Perik Ein Ben Hamoder. In the Darim Daf Lama Gimel, we say that's the case of Mavriach Ari, and therefore the borrower would have to pay back the guy who came and paid off the loan for him. But Apagav the Islay Pseida, there's clear Pseida here. Where's the Pseida? I gave my money. I used my money to pay off your loan. So V'yesh Lomar, the Hachi Perish Mavriach Ari. So this is Tosfos Shita, what Mavriach Ari is. The Hachi Perish Mavriach Ari, Menichne Chavero, it has to, right, it has to be Midaito. V'kevan the Midaito, and even if it's Midas, Afilu Islay Pseida. If it's Midas, even if there's Pseida, then it would still be Mavriach Ari. Right, kemo poreyachovu chashem avriyachari. So hi shalom midaito. What about the kids? That's shalom midaito. You have to have midas, even if you're losing. Inami mavriyachari v'nichnes chavero afilu kishenu midaito, or even if it's not midas ela chavero machricho lavriyachari meedro less leip seidel mavriyach high less mavriyach high islay seidel. Or another case, the Tosas is giving that it's two conditions. Or even if it's not midas, but I don't lose anything. So it's one or the other, right? So high islay pseida. In our case, is pseida. The cave unto ike tarti. Since we have both issues in our case, one shalom midaito and two the islay pseida lo chashem mavriachari. Then it's not considered mavriachari. Aval, but he says it's one or the other. Aval midaito. If he would have das afilu islay pseida. Oh shalom midaito. The less lay pseida chashem mavriachari. The ain no sin lo afilu schara. So it's one or the other. It's two conditions, right? If you would have had, if it's midas, then you can even be losing money, and if it's shalom midas, then you can't lose money. But that's how it works. So in this case, both of them don't work. Number one, it wasn't midas, so you lost money. So therefore, it's not mavriach ari. Okay, next case. Gemara says, case was where the mission said the case we established. The mission was the case where the your animal fell into this garden. It was an onis. It was a pure onis, right? So hechi nafal. How did he fall into the gina that was a pure onis? Rav Kahana Amar shehuchlaka bimei raglaya, that you were walking and the animal slipped on its own mei raglayim. The animal slipped on its own mei raglayim. So that's an onis, right? It was walking the Mishus Rabim and it was an onis because he didn't have in mind that it was going to slip on its own mei raglayim and fall into someone's garden. Okay, Rabba Amar Shedechafasa Chemverta. You will walk in with a bunch of your animals together, and one animal gave the other animal a shove, and that second animal fell into the garden. That's the onus. So Gemara says, Manda Amar Shedechafasa Chaverta. The one who says that the onus is that one animal pushed the other animal, that's the onus. Kol Shekein Shehuchka B'mei Raglayim. So Kol Shekein, he's going to agree that if it slipped on its Mei Raglayim, that's also going to be considered an onus. But Umanda Amar Shehuchka B'mei Raglayim, the one who says that that's the onus, that it slipped on its own Mei Raglayim, Aval Dechafa B'cheverta, if it got pushed by his friend, he's going to say Pshia. He's going to say that's Pshia. Umishalem Es Masha Ezika. And then you're going to have to pay even what you damaged. The Amar Lei, because the owner of the field would say, you should have walked them in single file. You shouldn't have had them next to each other. You should have had some sort of separation between them. And therefore, by the fact that you didn't, and one pushed the other, that's considered pshia. And therefore, you should have foreseen that. And therefore, it's not onus, and you'd be chayav for the damage when they came in and destroyed into my rishus. Again, it could be formed from rishus rather than rishus yachid, because that's why you place your chayav. Therefore, you would be chayav. Okay. So the Gemara now says what you have to pay. Let's say you fell in. Okay, so I'm a Rav Kahana. Right, so okay, fell in ba'ones, and you're patur to pay what you damaged. You only have to pay what you got hana'ah from. So I'm a Rav Kahana, lo shanu, we didn't say that you're patur to pay what you ate when it fell. Right, you're only chayav to pay what you got hana'ah from. Ela ba'osa aruga. Only what it fell and ate right away. Right, if it fell in and ate what it fell on, you don't have to pay. You have to pay for that. Because since it fell, Rashi explains, since it fell, where's Rashi? Rashi says, Ella, it's like the six in the lines in the short count lines, so maybe five lines. Ella, she'achla miyad ba'osa aruga she'nafla sham. Why? The cave on that nusa he benefila, since you're an honest by the nefila, anusa he naran be'achilasa. You're also going to be honest in that achila, right? The cave on the chazi litzvua, total lo mukmal anashe. It's not going to be able to stop itself. It fell in the animal. It fell in and saw the food. It fell in the onus and ate the food that it fell on. Right? Avame aruga la aruga. But if it got up and then walked up to another row, then mishalem es mashe zika. Then you'd have to pay the damage, whatever that damage is. You'd pay the damage for that second row. Rav Yochanan Omer. Rav Yochanan says, afilu me aruga la aruga, bafilu kol yom kula. Even if it continues walking all day from one row to another row in that same field, whatever it ate until you got it out, your putter, right? So Raj, so the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "But Amar, right? If Yochanan Amar, Afilu Mayruga Ruga Kol Yom Kulo Ad Shetetze V'Tachzor LaDas, until it goes out and comes back for the das of the Bible. Like the Bible knew that it came out, then it went back in. So Amar Rav Papa says, "Lo Tamer, don't say that the Kavanah me that what we just said is Ad Shetetze LaDas V'Tachzor LaDas. It has to, the Bible has to das that it went in, that came out and went back in." Ella Kavan Shayatas Aladas, once the Bailam knew that his animal left the Gina, Afa Pisha Chazra Shalodas, even if it goes out without him knowing that it went back into that field, because constructively he should have known it's going to go back, the Gemara says. My time, the Amalei, because the Bailam would say, yeah, you knew it went out, and Kavan the Yalfa, since it once ate from my field, it now has a Matia to come into my field. So Kol Ema to stop the Lahasa Mata. So every time it's going to try to get out and come to my field all the time. So you have to now do an extra shmir ma'ula to make sure it doesn't come into my field. So Rav Yochanan basically says, once the baal knows that the animal leaves that field, then if it goes back, you'd be chayav. But so long as it's in that field, you're putter. So, so long as it's in that field, you're going to be putter. That's that, basically. So now the next part of the Mishnah said, Yarda kidarka vehezika mishalemes masha ezika. Okay, if the animal fell bederech, right, kidarka, right, it didn't just fall, it went for kidarka vehezika mishalemes masha ezika. We had a case where it was onus. Then you have to pay only what you got benefit from. But if it went for kidarka, it fell kidarka into the field, then you mishalemes masha ezika. So bayi rabbi yirmiyah. Yarda kidarka, let's say, It just walked into the field, the regular way. That's the case that's a regular case. So Rav Yirmiyah has a question. Yarda kedarka, if it went by in its regular way into the field, and then it gave birth there, right? The hezika v'meleda, and all the amniotic fluid and all the stuff that comes out when it gives birth, damaged and went onto the fruit and destroyed the fruit. Mahu, what's the din in this case? So Gemara says, wait, Aliba Daman, what's the story? Aliba demand armor tchilasa b'pshia b'sofa ba'ones lo tivoy lof eichayev. If you hold that tchilasa b'pshia b'sofa ba'ones, you're definitely going to be chayev. You were poshaya in allowing your animal to go into this field. It happened to be that the damage was done by ones that it gave birth and ruined all the produce. Nevertheless, tchilasa b'pshia b'sofa ba'ones yichayev. But kiti ba'ilof, the question should be asked aliba demand the armor only according to the demand the armor who says tchilasa b'pshia b'sofa ba'ones putter. What does he say in this case? You're normally putter in the tchilasa b'pshia b'sofa ba'ones. My mi aminon kevod the tchilasa b'pshia b'sofa ba'ones putter. Maybe say here this is a case tchilasa b'pshia but sofa ba'ones. In the end, the damage was done ba'ones. Therefore, you'd be putter. O dilma, or do you say hacha kula b'pshihi? Say maybe this is completely a case of p'shia. Why the kevod the kachazi the kirva lo lemelad avivaylele natura ula astimurei b'gava. Since you see that's in its ninth month, or whatever the gestation period is for your animal, you see that it's final period of pregnancy, and you know that it's possible for it to give birth at any moment, you should be making sure that it's not going to somebody else's field, and because it's foreseeable that this is going to happen. So maybe this is foreseeable enough to say that the entire thing is pshia, not onus. And I think if that's the answer, and the Gemara says teku. But if that would be the answer, then you don't even have to come on to the machlokas tchilasa b'pshia sofa ba'ones. That would even work according to the first man number. You wouldn't have to say tchilasa b'pshia sofa ba'ones. It would just say this whole thing is kula b'pshia. So if that's the answer, you don't even have to come on to the machlokas. But the Gemara says teku tishbi tarets kushiv ba'ones. But don't we paskin tchilasa b'pshia sofa ba'ones? I thought that's the way we paskin. So why are we having a teku on the shita that we don't paskin like? No. Okay. Next, Ketzad Mishalemes Mashay Zika. What's the what? How do you pay what you damaged? So we have to remember that what the Mishnah says is we don't just pay what the produce would have been sold for in the marketplace. We do some sort of comparable pricing. The reason being is we don't want the Mazik to pay too much, and we don't want the Mazik to pay too much, or we don't want the Mazik to pay too little. So we hold that you don't pay the price of the damaged produce. Let's say I damaged a row of fruit. You don't say let's take all these fruits. How much would these fruits have gotten, or as the article says, would have fetched in the marketplace, right? Instead, you pay the amount that the land was devalued by losing this row of fruit, right? That's the case. That's what we do. So the Mishnah says that you appraise the damage. You don't view the area by itself. Instead, you assess how much the damage will reduce the amount of a base saw, the size of a base saw. Okay, here we're talking about a base saw is the amount that is the size of a field that you're able to harvest. You're able to harvest a saw of wheat. One saw is 6 kavin, 30 saw equals a base core, which equals 180 kavin. That's we have to just keep that in mind. Okay, so the Gemara says, Mishlemes Masei Zika. So, but we do this comparable pricing. So we're asking, not immediately. How do you know that this is the case? How do you know that you do this evaluation? Why don't you just pay? Why don't you just pay exactly what you damaged? So Gemara says, the pasuk says, the amakra ubir b'stei acher, and it went in and did damage and ate in a different field. Why is it b'stei acher, a different field? Milamid shesamin al gastei acher. It teaches us that you estimate based on a different field, not just over here. You use the amounts from a different field. We'll see what the calculation is, or we'll try to see what that calculation is in a moment. But you see, otherwise it should have said, be a mistake. What is mistake acher? Tell me that the evaluation is based on a different field. So Gemara asks, wait a second, be a mistake acher, we learn for something else. What do we do be a mistake acher means? Hi, be a mistake acher, me boy la fuke bushisarabim. Well, be a mistake acher, we learned a few times, is to make a miut that if the behemoth did shame the regal and shusarabim, then he's potter. Right, so the hema would be potter. So the Gemara says, so Upir B'Steyacher has already learned that Shem V'Regel Rosh Hasharabim is potter. How are you telling me Upir B'Steyacher is teaching me that we make this evaluation based on a different field? So the Gemara says, no, in Cain, if it was only teaching me that Lafuki Rosh Hasharabim, then Lichtov Rachmana Upir B'Steychabero. They could have said just Upir B'Steychabero. What's Acher? Acher is a strange language. Inami, or it could have said stay acher, right? So what, instead of bistay acher, could have said just stay acher, right? Because stay acher. My beer bistay acher. What's beer bistay acher? The bays and the acher. What does that come to show me? Sheshamin al gav sod acher. That we make the estimation based on a different field. So So Gemara says, okay, so emo kuli lahach yuda asa. So let's say that that Bia B'Seyachar is only coming to teach me that you make the estimation based on a different field. Now you know now that it has to include that Shein V'Regel is part of Rishus Harabim. So the Gemara said, right? Emo kuli lahach yuda asa lafuke Rishus Harabim minolan. But to say that you're part of Rishus Harabim, how do you know that halacha? So the Gemara says, im kain, if it was only coming to tell me the halacha of estimating based on a different field, lichtevei rachmana gabe tashlumin. The pasuk should have written ubiyah b'shtei acher later on in the pasuk when the pasuk talks about tashlumim. The pasuk later on says talks about meitav sadeu meitav karmo yishalim, and the gemara should have said meitav sadeu meitav karmo yishalim b'shtei acher. Should have put the b'shtei acher by the payment. But lamalei lichtav rachmana gabe ubiyah. Why is the b'shtei acher written by the actual damage? Right? Shmamina tarti. It teaches me both dinim. First, the placement. The placement. Sorry.
I thought the extra b is told you.
No, so the Gemara says, but the extra bays or the acher taught me that it includes estimating based on a different field. So Gemara says, now that you've learned this whole thing out and it's talking about estimating a different field, there's no room for learning about parts of Rishus Harabim. So we're saying that the wording itself teaches you that you estimate based on a different field, but the placement teaches you that it's Patr Rishus Harabim. So not only we're learning what the pasuk says, we're making a drasha of where the pasuk says it. So the pasuk gives the lashon is b'yemes de'acher, which teaches you to estimate based on a different field, but it's placed in the pasuk where you're talking about damage. That teaches you that you putter shevi regel b'rishus harabim only if it's in someone else's field. Okay. I could use the time. Gemara says heichi shayminon. So how do we estimate? How do we estimate the value of the field? How do we value? Gemara says we value. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said. Let's just go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ketsa mishalemes mashasika shaman base sa'a ba'osu sade kama haisayafa v'kama hiyafa." We value a base sa'a, the size of a base sa'a. So how does that work? How do we evaluate the size of a base sa'a? So let's just read the three shitas and then we'll try to explain them. So Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina sa'a b'shishin sa'in, one sa'a in 60 sa'in. Rav Yoni Amar Tarko, which is half of a saw, Bishishin Tarkabim, with 60 Tarkabim. Everyone always keeps the value of 1 to 60. You could have just said a Tarkov and 30 Tarkabim, but they said a half a Tarkov with 60 Tarkabim, to keep a 1 to 60th ratio. And Chizkiya Amar Kalach Bishishin Klachim. What does that mean? Okay, so let's go to Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. Rav Yosi Bar Chanina says, Shiab Sisam. We evaluate the base saw in relation to 60 base saw. What is that? How does that work? So we make two calculations to get to the value of the base saw. What's the first thing we do? We calculate a 60th of 60 base saw. That would be Rashi. Rashi says, saw high base saw the katan bin masnisin the bishvil aruga acha shami base saw lav base saw ba anpe nafshi shaminon the machkishin leilamazik. We're not going to evaluate an entire one field of base saw and then say that this took away from the base saw, because that's going to be bad for the masnik. Why? Lefisha base saw nimkeres biyoker. A base saw is very expensive. Lefisha muat hu the enu matzli marker. It's a small piece of property, and it's not around. It's a small supply. Supply and demand is lower. Supply means a higher price, right? The ani she'en yado right the enu nimka the enu matzli marker. Ever ani she'en yado masakas mekarka gedola kona osa biyosem idamav. And an ani that can't buy a big field is going to buy a smaller field. So it goes up in value. There's a lower supply and there's a higher demand because the aniyim want this piece. The karechas aruga shel kav the ani she'en yado masakas gedola kona osa biyosem idamav. The karachas aruga shel kav kabayim chashiv lo lefi damav. And if you would have just taken out what the size is worth with the aruga and what it's worth without the aruga, would be a very high amount because you're going with a higher basis, right? So therefore, elashamim shishim sa'im kamashavin. You, instead of taking one base saw, you take 60 saw. How much is a large field of 60 saw worth? Okay, that's a much larger field. That's not as expensive. Of 60 saw work, elashamim shishim sa'im kamashavin. The roa kama domi magin lebeis saw. And then you see how much a 1/60th of that is, how much a base saw is worth isn't there. Because of Ishamit Kama Nifkusu Dhamma Bishvil Karechas Arugazo. And then you see how much it's worth when you take away 1/60th. So the article gives the explanation. He says a base saw is sold on its own, fetches, I guess it's worth 15 gold coins, right? A base saw by itself. But a field measuring 60 base saw costs 60 gold coins, right? It costs 60 gold coins. And then you would value based on a 60th of that. So that means it's only 10 coins. So now, once you have this base, the base saw is worth 10 gold coins, you make the second calculation. How much is this thing worth? How much below the 10 coins is it now worth without this row of field, without this row? So it would have been a higher payment if we would have just done it by itself. Because by itself, it would have been 50, it would have been taking the damage out from 15. Now we're taking the damage out from 10. So it's a lower value. That's what Rav Yonai says, how you estimate. Again, there are two calculations. First we calculate a 60th of 60 base saw, which is one base saw out of 60 base saws. And when we get to that calculation, we want to get the bigger property. And then when we get that calculation, then we figure out how much the value diminished by losing this row of fruit. Okay. Now, Rav Yonai Amar, Tarkav B'Shishim Tarkarbim. We evaluate a base Tarkav. A base Tarkav is half a base saw. We evaluate a base Tarkav in relation to 60 Tarkav, which is 30 base saw. So what's his story? Look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Tarkav B'Shishim Tarkarbim. Shloshim saw in Shomin. We evaluate based on a field that's 30 sawin. Before we did 60 sawin. Now we're doing 30 sawin. Shloshim saw in Shomin, velo shishim. To in came of sedis lenisa. Because he says 60 is too big. It'll dilute the value too much, and the nizak will not be getting enough. She'ain konim mitsuyin l'shishin sawin. There aren't any konim to buy a 60 saw field. L'fishim erubin heim la'adam beyoni. The people who have a lot of nechassim don't buy it, right? So there's no demand, and there are a lot of them for the beinonim. So therefore, there's a high supply but a lesser demand. So therefore, the 60 beisa according to the shita is too cheap. And if you're going to evaluate, your basis is going to be something that's too cheap, and the nizak's going to be getting less than he's worth, less than what the damage was worth. So we chop it down in half to 30 beisa, and we do the same calculation. We'll do the same thing instead. We make the two calculations. We figure out, right? We start the first calculation on 30 base saw. With a 30 base saw, how much a field of 30 base saw is worth, right? A 30. We take a thirtieth of that, right? But we're only doing, it's getting confusing because we're talking about chatzi and chatzi. But essentially what it is, it's 30 base saw, how much 1/30 of that is worth, and then how much that 1/30 was worth before the damage and how much is worth after the damage. It comes to a little bit of a higher price, but not as high as you would have just evaluated that produce on its own. Okay? Chizkiah said, kelech b'shishim klachim. We evaluate a stalk in relation to 60 stalks. So he doesn't have the idea of the two calculations. Rather, what Chizkiah says is that you deduct from the price of a land 60 times larger than the area. So all you do, basically the second process falls off. You take let's say you did damage. You take a field that's 60 times larger, and how much would that damage would have affected a field 60 times larger than it was? And the difference is the damage. So for example, if an animal ate 100 stalks of grain, right? Let's read the article. If an animal ate 100 stalks of grain, so the compensation is based on the price of the field, which is 6,000 stalks of grain. You do 60 times 100, right? You do 100 stalks times 60, and the damager pays the amount. The price of the larger field would be reduced to account for the loss of the eaten grain. So how much a field of 6,000 stalks is reduced if 100 stalks are eaten? That's how Chizkiah assesses it. Okay, three methods. Okay, so the Gemara asks, on all the shitas, Neshe, you have a brisa, achla kav o kabayim, it ate a kav, right, or a kabayim, or two, right, ein omim tishalom de mehem, we don't pay based on what the kav or kav would fetch in the marketplace. Elo rowin oso kihili aruga katana. We view it as if it was one row. Umishirin oso, and then we estimate how much the row was worth with this, and how much the row was worth without this. This seems to go against everybody else who said that we do these calculations, a two-step calculation. So my lab is neyatzma, the Gemara says. Don't you see here that the evaluation is based on itself, not in relationship to a larger field? So Gemara says, lo, b'shishim. No, don't say that. We're talking about a case where it's b'shishim. You're making the valuation based on a larger field. Just because it's not written that way, that's the way we do it. So Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara says, ain shamin, we don't estimate kav, let's just read it, ain shamin kav mipnei shemashpicho, the low base core mipnei shepogmo. We do not evaluate a kav because it profits the mazik, and we don't evaluate a base core because that depletes him. Okay? What does that mean? Maika amar. So amar apapa hachik amar. This is what it's saying. Ain shamin kav shishin kavim. We don't evaluate a kav in relation to shishin kav, in relation to 60 kavs, mipnei shemashpiach hamazik, because that would profit the damager. Why? How would that profit the damager? Because the shishin kavim, Rashi says, the shishin kavim ain lahem mecher. Shishin kavim do not have, no one buys them. Mipnei shem meruvin hen, because there are a lot of them, la'ani mu'atim lebenoni, the kol shekein she'asher. So there, right? There's not a lot. It's not a lot of people to buy it. There's little demand for it. So if there's little demand for it, the price is very low, right? But och ain karachas kavni keres b'shishim kavim. Also, because a kav itself is not recognizable damage in 60 kavim. You'll never see it. It's too small. But go to the first sheet of Rashi. It's too cheap of a property to do the evaluation. So therefore, the mazik is starting off at a lower basis. It's going to be paying much less than he should be paying. Right, and then the next thing he says, the low core b'shishin korim, and we don't evaluate a core in relation to 60 core. Right, a core we said, the base core is 30 saw. Right, below the low core b'shishin korim, mipnei shepoge mazik, because in this case it would damage the mazik. That would deplete the damager. Why? Let's go Rashi again. Mipnei shepoge mazik, lefisha adam hamushba v'nechasim v'tov liknos karki gedola. Kona osa kishu moseb beharbe yosem idoma. This is very, very valuable property. So people jack up the price for this property. So therefore, the basis that you're starting with is going to be much higher. And if you do the difference between from the higher basis, you're obviously going to get a higher price. It's going to be too much. It's going to be too much for the mazik's going to be paying too much. Okay. So maskele Rav Huna bar Manoah objected to this thing. He says, "Aha, the low base core, this." The low core revile. It shouldn't have said base core. It should have said low core. Why? According to Rav Papa's explanation, the two parts of the brisa are talking about two comparable situations, right? A kav should not be evaluated in relation to 60 kavs. So then why does the brisa say a kav in the first case, which is a measure of volume, okay? And then in the second clause, it switches to a base core, which talks about a measure of area. A base core is an area. He says it's not consistent. So that can't be the parish of the brisa. So Ella Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoach Meshmei Rav Acha Berei Rav Ika Hachi Katani. This is what the brisa says: Ain Shamin Kav Bnei Atzmo. We do not evaluate a kav on its own because that's going to profit the damaged party. Because if you do it by its own and you take what it would fetch in the market, you're not doing this comparable analysis. That's going to be too much damage, right? But the low kav of base kovar, we don't evaluate a kav in a base core. Mipnei shepogim b'nizak, because that depletes the nizak. That's not enough for the nizak. Ela b'shishim. Rather, we evaluate the kav in relation to a field that's 60 times larger than it. We do our calculations that we had before. Okay. Next case. Ahu gavra de katz kashru michadre. There was a certain guy. There was a man who cut down his friend's palm tree. Okay. So asa lekame de reish galusa. They came for a judgment in front of the reish galusa. Amrleis. The reish galusa said to them, lididi chazi li. I saw where that tree was cut down from. And there were three palm trees, and you cut down one. So what does the Reish Galusa say? You pay a third. And together they were all worth 100 zuz. Therefore, go give the guy 33 1/3. Give him 33 1/3. You pay a third of what you damaged. So the guy, the mazik says, Amar gabi Reish Galusa di don dina da parsoi limli. Why do I need to go to a Reish Galusa who's going to judge me according to Persian law? In other words, why am I going to Beis Din if they're going to do the local law? Should be I get at Beis Din to get the halachic law or halacha is law to get the halacha, and the halacha we said before we established that you do it based on the evaluation of once a 60th. Why are you doing it? Just the base, it's exactly what we said we don't do. So also the comment to Rav Nachman, he went in front of Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said Amar b'shishim. No, the trees evaluated. This is sort of like Chizkiah. The trees evaluated in relation to 60 trees. You multiply it by that amount, and then you deduct the payment. You don't pay it completely out. So Rabba disagrees with Rav Nachman. Amalei Rabba, no. Im Amru b'Niskei Mamona. We said this whole thing about evaluating based on the 60th. We only saw that by Niskei Mamon. That's what we saw it by Niskei Mamon. Yer b'Steyacher. It's all Niskei Mamon, right? Yomru b'Niskei Guf. Do we say it also when it's Adam Amazik? You get this evaluation. Maybe by Adam Amazik, no. You just pay the difference of what you damaged, right? You don't do the appraisal. So Amalei Abai LaRabba. Abai says to Rabba, no, you're wrong, right? B'Niskei Guf u'may Daitach. What's your reason why you say that by Niske Guf we don't do this appraisal method? Why? Tesanya, because it says in a Braisa, Hamavkir Karmo Shachaveu Smadar. If one destroys his fellow's vineyard when the fruits are just beginning to bud, so then the Braisa says, Roin Oso Kama Haisa Yafa Kod Lachain. We view how much the vineyard was worth before the damage, right? The Kami Yafa Laachar Mikan. And we view how much it was worth afterwards, and the damager pays the difference. The ilu b'shishim lo katani, but the Braisa doesn't say there's this appraisal method of 60. So maybe that's your raya that by Adon Lazik says no, because I'm going to bring you another Braisa. This is what I think it says. I'm going to bring you another Braisa that's going to talk about Mamon Amazik and doesn't mention the 60th either. And therefore, since it doesn't mention the 60th, doesn't mention the 60th by the behema, and doesn't mention the 60th by the Adon, you can't learn after them, because we all know that you do the 60th by the appraisal method by the behema. So until you do the appraisal method by the human, what's the Braisa? So Yigmar says. But Atu Gav Behemto Nami Milotanya Kiya Gavna, but also by Behemoth, don't we have a Braisa similar to this that says that it makes the omission of not doing with the omitting the appraisal method. The Sanya restoring a Braisa. Katmanitiya. If your animal cut off a young tree. Rav Yossi said, Gozri, Gazeus Shub Yushalayim Omim, those who would make decrees in Yushalayim, they would say, Nitiya Bash Naslash De Kesef, for a tree in its first year you pay two mos of silver, and Bashdei Shonim Arba Kesef. If it's in the second year, you would pay four mos of silver. The Gemara continues, Achla Chazes, if it ate newly sprouted grain, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Nidon B'mishur Yavo. We judge the loss based on what's left over in the field. V'chachamim Omerim, Rowin Oso Kama Haisa Yafa, we view it how much the land was worth before the damage took place, V'kama Yafa, and then we view it how much is worth now, and the damager pays the difference. You see here, they're talking about just seeing how much is worth before, how much is worth after, without the evaluation, right? Without the appraisal. And a third case, Achla Smadar, if the animal ate these budding grapes, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Shua says, Roin Oso Kihilu Hein Anovim Omdos Li Batzer. We view them as if these grapes were ready to be picked, and that, so we view them, we've based the damage, how much they had been worth had they been ready grapes. But the Chachamim say, Roin Kama Haisa Yafa V'Kama Hi Yafa. No, we see what they're worth before, we see what they're worth, you know, we see how much the land was worth before the damage took place, and how much the land is worth now after the damage took place, and that's the value. So you see right. So according to the Chachamim, the damaged grapes are valued not by themselves, they're valued in how much they devalued the property. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rav Shimon, Bamed Vayim Amurim. In what case was this said that you evaluated based on the land? Bizman Sheachla Lul Veikafanim VeYichurei Tanayim. Where the animal ate the shoots of the grapevines or the shoots of the fig trees. Aval achla pagim oboser, but if it ate just half ripe figs or half ripe grapes, then roin osan ki'ilu anovim odos libatzer. We view them as if they are grapes ready to be picked, and we base the damage on how much if you damage these grapes, how much would they be worth? But, finish up here, so katani mias, nevertheless, in any event, in the last two cases, the Braisa said, v'chachami omim roin osan kama haisa yafa v'kami yafa, v'lo katani v'shishim. It doesn't say the shishim. So the ma'is lachem meimar. So what must you say? You must say that you're talking about, regardless of the fact that the price of mix doesn't say it, they still do that evaluation method b'shishim. So hachanami. So too in your case, Rabbi, when you talk about the person, it's also b'shishim, and therefore, whether it's a person or it's an animal, you evaluate based on the shishim. Okay. Everyone have a good day and a good chodesh.